question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary, back with you from our New York City area studio for our latest installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series. Thanks for being a part of the fastest 2 hours in travel. Holding on the show hotline for us is Lindsay Uberoth, CEO of Preferred Hotels and Resorts, our newest show sponsor, as the list keeps right on growing, Mary, and our exclusive luxury hospitality partner. Thanks for joining Mary and me today, Lindsay. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show. It's great having you on the program with us.
It's my pleasure to join you. Thanks for having me. Well,
Thank you. We've been looking forward to chatting with you. So let's talk Preferred. So for our listeners, Preferred Hotels dates back 52 years to 1968. Lindsay, you and your family took ownership and control of the company 16 years ago. Now as CEO of Preferred Hotels and Resorts, which is the largest independent hotel brand in the world today, representing, okay, everyone, I think this number astounds me more than I think at this point, 750 distinct properties in what I believe are 85 countries. That's a huge global presence, Lindsay. What are maybe two or three things that you are most proud of in influencing in the company?
Me personally influencing or,
yes.
or the brand in the hospitality?
Well,
space?
However you want to answer that, either or.
Well, you know, I'm very proud to be running and leading the largest family-owned independent hotel company. And the growth that we've had over the 16 years we've been involved, you know, our real passion is the belief in travel and that travel can change the world. And the 750 hotels that we represent do that with flying colors. I think the other major things I'm excited about is, you know, not only our global footprint, but the launch of our loyalty program, which...
Yeah, I want to get into that with you.
Just our growth in new markets, you know, every year. The world's a big place, so I get excited every year that we are adding hotels in new markets, whether they're emerging markets or new destinations within, you know, well-known markets, you know, kind of those secondary and tertiary markets that people continue to spread their wings and travel to as they have more time to spend exploring the world.
So, you know, when somebody hears Preferred Hotels and Resorts, and I want to spend a little bit of time on that with you as well, because, you know, our show is heard on over 410 weekly affiliates across the country, and our audience is comprised, Lindsay, of about two-thirds leisure, about a third business travelers. And I share that with you because if people right now are listening across the U.S., and let's say that they're loyal to brands such as Marriott or Hilton or some of the others that are out there, and not as familiar with the properties associated with Preferred Hotels and Resorts, why do you think they should consider broadening their hotel and resort options to include a preferred location for their future travels?
Well, it's a great question. I think in the past, a lot of people stayed at the major chain hotels that you've mentioned, especially the corporate traveler, because, you know, you're a road warrior and you like to be able to accrue your points and then be able to redeem those for a wonderful vacation to take your family and friends on. I think one of the benefits of Preferred is, you know, we've got this spectacular portfolio of hotels that really are unique to the destination. There's a lot of character to them. They're great for business and pleasure, and we have a very broad portfolio that caters to both of those markets. And now with having a loyalty program, you get all those same benefits. So if you're the road warrior, you can still accrue those points and then redeem them for some of the most, you know, inspiring and wonderful properties anywhere around the globe. And our size is pretty comparable to a lot of those major chains, just, I think, with a lot more character and a lot more, you know, intrinsic sort of, you know, that has that local culture when you're staying in one of our properties.
Well, and there's a distinctive personal touch to that. So, you know, in the weeks ahead, we'll be discussing the iPrefer program. And it was the first global points-based loyalty program for independent hotels. We know that. Mary and I are really big on loyalty programs as we enjoy the extended value that we get for our travels and the money that we spend. And since iPrefer launched under your direction, I believe it was about 7 years ago or so, I want you to talk a little bit about that and explain what makes it so enticing, in your opinion.
Yeah, it did launch 7 years ago, and it evolved from a hotel recognitions program to a points-based loyalty program. So similar to many other programs out there, you know, you get a point for every dollar that you spend. We've got two tiers. And you get all the usual benefits, early check-in, late check-out, room upgrades if available. You get welcome amenities. And then you get access to, as a member, you get access to special rates and other things that we're doing as part of that program. I think what makes ours unique is that the transparency and the flexibility of it. So instead of it being you have to earn 25,000 points for a free night, you can actually redeem those for cash-level certificates. So you're able to redeem and burn faster. So you can... In $25 increments, you could, if you've got enough for $150, you can redeem that and you can use it towards your room night, or you can use it in outlets like the restaurant or the spa or other outlets that the hotel allows you to spend that. So there's just a lot more flexibility to it for that loyal guest who maybe isn't traveling all the time on corporate travel, but does a lot of leisure travel, and you can still have all those benefits.
Mm. Yeah, I think those
it's a much more transparent and faster way.
Right.
To get those rewards and that loyalty.
I think those reward certificates really do add to the uniqueness. And we actually had a listener write in about this a few weeks ago. We were talking about something on the air, and they can be used in different properties, obviously, but also like if a reward certificate is in one currency, it can be transferred over with the exchange rate in other properties in other countries, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's great. So, Lindsay, at the end of this month, Robert and I are going to broadcast from South Florida in Preferred Hotels Resorts. We're going to stay at the 4-star Hyde Beach House in Hollywood and do the broadcast there. I see you've welcomed 24 new member hotels recently, and you have 20 new independent hotels opening in 2020 that
that's
you're
a
announcing.
Lot going
that's
on.
A lot of new properties. Any in particular that you're excited about?
It's hard for me not to be excited about all of them,
right?
It's like
your kids, right?
but I do think, you know, I'll call out a couple that I think are very exciting. The Pendry in West Hollywood is going to be opening. We're thrilled about that. The Londoner in UK, obviously in the London market. The Senses Experience Resort in Tuscany, Italy. We need our Italian hotels to get as much love as humanly possible.
It is terrific. And we've enjoyed some of the Italian hotels that you have. So they're excellent, no question.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of growth in the Scandinavian market. And that's just one that, for those that haven't been, I think, great area to focus on, like Villa Copenhagen and the Villa Dagmar in Stockholm. I mean, the list goes on, but I'm just naming off a few that off the top of my head I'm very excited about.
Well, and you know, here in Florida, I know Mary
really
just mentioned where we'll be, but you have another location in Palm Beach. You know, it looks outstanding. Well, actually, when we're down there, we may check it out. The Amrit Ocean Resort and Spa. So that's going to be in Singer Island, right in the Palm Beach area. So a lot going on there for sure. You know, one thing I also want to get into, though, for the past 5 weeks or so, clearly the coronavirus has certainly been a topic we've been discussing on the program. Our position is that we certainly understand its seriousness. We are not joining the media circus and frenzy that's just stoking fears and panic out there. Instead, we just prefer to present the facts as we know them and promote smart and safe travels. I'm curious how the coronavirus is perhaps impacting your operations, and do you remain, you know, bullish on travel, be it domestically or internationally like we do?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked this question. I mean, it's definitely had an impact on our business, being a global company with hotels in 85 countries. But like you, we remain very, very supportive of our brand promise, which is believe in travel. Very bullish on it. Definitely try to spend a lot of time educating our customers on where it's safe to travel, the belief in travel. And, you know, we've got a lot of programs in place to really focus on why it's a better time to travel than ever. I think there's a bit of a silver lining in this, and that people are also looking at opportunities. You know, I mean, there's now a lot of great ways to maybe travel a little less expensively than in the past. Mm-hmm. I think there's new markets that are going to benefit from it. And at the end of the day, I think it's our job to continue to promote travel and all the benefits of it. And we'll get through this, and we'll get through it quickly.
Well,
I really think it's all about educating.
I agree with you on that. And I think, you know, for people also to put things in perspective, and we could go back, we could look at, you know, post 9/11, we could look at Ebola, we could look at the H1N1 virus. I mean, these things happen. They do come, but in every case, the travel industry has endured. It has bounced back stronger than ever, and I would expect nothing less this time as well. But again, we're just saying for folks to be smart and safe travels, and you were 100% right. There are some excellent travel opportunities out there for people if they want to go take advantage of them.
Absolutely. I think that the travelers are bouncing back quicker than ever, and just, you know, remain positive. I think, again, it's about staying educated. And all I know is all of our hotel properties are very, very committed to, you know, maintaining the health and safety of their guests and those that are traveling to visit them. And that's the number one priority.
Well, Lindsay, listen, we really appreciate you spending some time with us today for sure. There's a lot that we could continue to talk about, but unfortunately, in a couple seconds, our engineer Bobby is going to shut us off. We don't want that to happen. So we appreciate you sharing a little bit of Preferred Hotels and Resorts with our listeners across the country. Happy to be a part of the company at this point going forward with you, and look forward to talking again soon. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Same here. You too.
Thanks, Lindsay. Take care.
All right, there goes Lindsay. We're looking forward to working with the Preferred Hotels and Resorts team going forward. You'll be hearing more about that in the weeks ahead, folks. And Mary, as I look at the list of some of these places, as you mentioned, we're going to be at the Hyde Beach House Hollywood coming up for the 28th of this month for the broadcast. But some of the others, I know she mentioned the Londoner, but they also have the Guardsman that's opening in London, and they've got a great property.
They've got one in Frankfurt that looks great.
The Fullerton in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Love Sydney. Another terrific market. And folks, if you're going to Anchorage, we've stayed. They have the Hotel Captain Cook that's there, Hotel Monteleone's in New Orleans, and many others. So,
The Brenton Hotel in Newport, Rhode Island. Coming soon,
nearby.
June 2020.
Right now, we're going to ask you to please be sure you connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. There's still a lot more of the program ahead today, and we're going to get right to it after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.